Catherine Wheeler, our St. Lawrence Valley reporter, is getting our whole news department into a bracket challenge for the women's basketball tournament. The deadline is tomorrow. I need help. I'm short, not a huge basketball fan. Anyway, March Madness is on. But it's not just hoops having big, dramatic college championships. The NCAA Division I Women's Frozen Four, that's hockey, is this weekend. And a North Country team has a chance to win it all. A send-off for the Clarkson Golden Knights on today's Story of the Day.
Support for Story of the Day comes from Claxton Hepburn Medical Center, dedicated to providing patient care and regional services to the people of St. Lawrence County. ClaxtonHepburn.org.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Thursday, March 21st. First up, Republicans in Plattsburgh have tapped a familiar face as their candidate for mayor. He joins a crowded field of candidates who stepped up after the current mayor decided not to run again. Kara Chapman has details.
Don Kasperzak says there's one word you're going to hear a lot during his campaign.
You have to have experience, and that's where experience comes in. I believe that experience is really necessary, and it matters when you're running a city of a budget of over $60 million.
Experience, specifically experience in Plattsburgh city government. Kasperzak served on the city council in the early 90s, then as mayor from 2006 to 2014. David Soulier IV chairs the city's Republican committee. He says that's what drew the party to endorse Kasperzak earlier this month.
We've listened to the constituents of this city. They've made it pretty loud and clear that they want experience to return to this city hall. And Donnie, as a former mayor, is the guy to do that.
Kasperzak is one of four candidates who want to replace current mayor Chris Rosenquist, who will not seek re-election this fall. The city's Democratic committee has endorsed Clinton County legislator Wendell Hughes. Dan Lennon, an assistant district attorney, has been endorsed by the Working Families Party. He also plans to primary Hughes for the Democratic nomination. Downtown resident Iris Kane plans to run as an independent candidate. Lennon says he welcomes Kasperzak to the race.
You know, I think it's great when we have options. And right now, the city of Plattsburgh has about 3 to 4 options in choosing their next mayor.
Kasperzak says one of his biggest accomplishments as mayor was helping to turn around the city's finances, which he says were in serious trouble at the start of his tenure. The former mayor says he also led the city through devastating floods, expanded the Saranac River Trail, and accomplished some admittedly unexciting yet important projects. Those included the closure of a landfill and the construction of a water tower. Kasperzak says none of the other candidates have done those things for the city.
And you can't substitute experience. You need those things to handle these things I mentioned, plus the everyday issues that come here.
But County Legislator Hughes says he brings his own experience to the table. The retired corrections captain says he's familiar with both sides of union issues. And he says, as a legislator, he's been involved with the county's budget and dealt with issues in the part of the city he represents.
I have more experience at this point than he had when he was first elected.
Lennon, the other Democratic candidate, says he brings vision to the city.
Mr. Kasperzak, seems to be running a lot on Plattsburgh's past, but what makes me a little bit different is I'm running for Plattsburgh's future. I want to see the city built up rather than cut down.
Kasperzak says he was known for saying no a lot while mayor, something he blames on the city's finances at the time. But he says that'll probably change if he's elected again because, right now, the city's in a stronger fiscal position.
Having a solid fund balance makes a big difference when you become a mayor or at any level. So that's going to be a different type of approach if I am elected.
Kasperzak says his priorities include fiscal responsibility, waterfront development, and expanding youth recreation. He says he also wants to maintain a strong police presence as the city faces drug problems and the region deals with an increase in illegal immigration.
I really feel confident that I could do an outstanding job for the city of Plattsburgh if given the opportunity.
Kasperzak does have name recognition, but as a Republican, he faces an uphill battle. Democrats outnumber Republicans in the city 2-1. Kara Chapman, North Country Public Radio, Plattsburgh.
A town justice in Essex County has resigned following misconduct allegations. According to the Plattsburgh Press-Republican, North Elba Town Justice Alec Friedman resigned and agreed not to seek office again at the end of last year. His resignation was made public last week. Friedman was accused of being biased against a defense attorney and retaliating against an attorney who'd filed a complaint. The Press Republican reports the North Elba Town Council can appoint a replacement who would serve until the end of this year. In the meantime, the town's other justice is hearing all the cases. Clarkson's women's hockey team is headed to the Frozen Four. The team drove out of Potsdam on its way to Durham, New Hampshire yesterday afternoon. But before they hit the road to play for a shot at the national championship, they stopped by for a pep rally at Potsdam's middle and elementary schools. Catherine Wheeler was there for all the cheers of good luck.
Sixth grade students are eating lunch in the Kingston Middle School cafeteria, eagerly looking out of the windows and toward the doors, waiting for Clarkson's women's hockey team to arrive. They're all decked out in green and yellow, and some have Clarkson jerseys on. Sixth grader Myla Thomas has been following the team's journey all season.
I think that Clarkson really deserves to be in the Frozen Four, and how they've been working really hard this year, and just congrats to them.
Thomas is sitting at a table with some fellow young hockey players, and a few of them know the team. Avery Cook says she's gone to hockey clinics with the Clarkson players, and they were all really nice to the kids there.
They're always so funny, and they bring like a great light to the clinics, and it's so much more fun when you get to meet new people.
And then there's the announcement. Kids rush out into the hallways, lining the walls and lockers. The team streams into the middle school to clapping and cheers. The women, the coaches, and the Golden Knight mascot fist bump, high five, and take pictures as they weave through the halls. Sixth grader Brody Thomas was at the nail-biting game last weekend, where Clarkson earned their Frozen Four berth in quadruple overtime. He says he's ready to watch the Golden Knights from home this Friday.
So going in as the four seed playing Ohio State, it's not like going to be easy, obviously. They're number one in the country. But I feel they can do it if they play how they can play.
Noise and cheers grow as the team crosses into the elementary school and the students get younger. The kids wave homemade signs and stretch out their arms for high fives. Little ones have donned paper crowns with green and yellow knights, hand-colored, of course. Forward Dominique Petrie scored the winning goal at Saturday's game. She says it means a lot to see the students get excited for the team, and they're ready to bring back the trophy to Potsdam.
I think we're just thinking of like going out there and playing our game, doing what we've done all season, having fun, and just the trust and belief that we have in one another is going to get us over the line.
When the team gets to the end of the school, they go back outside to their bus. Students pour out, and the green and yellow streamers wave in the wind as the snow comes blowing in. Kids scream their final cheers of good luck. A police escort leads them out of the parking lot and onto their journey to bring home a fourth national championship. Catherine Wheeler, North Country Public Radio in Potsdam.
Clarkson will face off against Ohio State University tomorrow in the first round of the Final Four. The puck drops at 4 p.m. You can watch the game live on ESPN+. We're launching a new year-long series about climate change, and we're starting with you. What stories should we do? What are you seeing change where you live? How does it make you feel? Fill out our new climate change survey. You can find it at ncpr.org/climate survey. It's right in the middle of our homepage, too, ncpr.org. And this feedback that we get from you is so important in the next steps we take towards building a great and deep and important series about climate change. So take that survey, ncpr.org/climate survey. And if you want to take the survey by text, you can text the word climate to 315-978-6277, and just do it right from your phone. Either way, thanks a lot. Music today by I Am Snow Angel and Tae Chung, both of Lake Placid. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.